And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Mark chapter 2, the Gospel of Mark chapter 2. Here in Capernaum, the four have borne the one that has the palsy. This man cannot do for himself. They take him to Jesus. They find the house where they cannot get in. Rather than being defeated, they go ahead and they take the roof off the place. Oh, can you hear the homeowner squalling about that, what they're doing to his place? He maybe just put the roof on or just renewed the roof or had a new roof put on. By others or himself. And I know I speculate in that. They break it up, the scripture says in verse number 4 of Mark 2. And they let the man down. And the Lord Jesus speaks words that maybe to some are odd. But he said, it says in verse number 5, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Could it be that the Lord would see our faith in him and the salvation that he can bring, that he alone can bring, and forgive those that we bring to him? Oh, Father, may we see the necessity of bringing sinners to Christ. May the Lord see our faith in him and that he would say, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee, that he would forgive sinners and save them. Verse number 6, there's always the naysayers at hand. There's always maybe even the religious crowd that is so self-conceited and caught up in their own wisdom and their own self-righteousness and their own conceit. But there were certain, verse number 6, of the scribes sitting there. The scribes, those men that wrote the scripture over and over again, making copies for other synagogues, for rich people that could afford the Old Testament scriptures in their home. They wrote the scripture. And they studied and looked for errors in those copies over and over and over. They wrote the scripture over and over and over, a life dedicated. They knew the word of God. They knew what the passages said. They knew what the words were. The scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Yes, they're just thinking in their hearts. Why did this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And that's the point. That's the whole point of this miracle. That it might be known by us who can forgive sins but God alone. And that is the case. It's Jesus is God. God come in the flesh. The image of the invisible God. God Almighty manifested in the flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's here. He deals with this, the need of this man. And the greatest need that this man has is not he being healed of his palsy, but he being healed of his sin death. He needed forgiveness of his sins. He needed everlasting life through Christ. And the Lord has saved him. And these quarrel with the Lord. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And they're not saying it out loud. They're just thinking it in their hearts. The Lord knows everything that you and I are thinking. You may be trying to run from God and escape from God. Maybe you're an older adult now and maybe you have run all of your life from those things, those truths that you were taught by your parents as a child and you're trying to run from God. You can't run from God. Oh, sinner, you need to yield to God. You need to submit to the Lord. You need to submit to the Lord and his Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need him. You need his mercy. You need his compassion. You need his salvation. You need his blessing and his touch upon your heart, soul, and life. These their reasoning in their hearts. Why, this man's blaspheming, they say. Who can forgive sins but God only? Verse 8, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves. Yeah, Jesus knew in himself what they are thinking. Jesus knows the thought of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this whole world. Brother Jim, that's impossible. No, it's not. We're talking about God here. God Almighty. Omniscient, all-knowing. Omnipresent, everywhere. Omnipotent, all-powerful, God Almighty, the Lord God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, when he perceived in his spirit, verse 8, that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, why reason ye these things in your heart? Why are you thinking that? Why are you thinking that? The Lord Jesus rebukes us for our foul and our wayward and our sinful thinking. Why are you thinking that? Why do you reason these things in your heart? Who can forgive sins but God only? Why is this man blaspheming? Be careful. Be careful about the accusation brought to the Lord. Verse 9, the Lord says, tell me this, whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, which is easier, thy sins be forgiven thee? Is it easier for me to say that? Or to say, on the other hand, arise, take up thy bed and walk? Which is easier? For me to say to this man, thy sins be forgiven thee? Or to say unto him, arise, take up your bed and walk? Which is easier? Which is easier to be done? You quarrel with me about saying that his sins are forgiven. You think that I have blasphemed because I have done something that God only can do. And see, that's what the point is the Lord's showing him he is God. Or would it be easier for me to say, your sins be forgiven thee? Or would it be easier for me to say, take up thy bed and walk? It's impossible for this man to walk. Verse 10, I tell you what, get a hold of this. Get a hold of this child of God. Get a hold of this sinner without Christ. Verse 10, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. So, you're by what I'm going to do, by what I'm going to say, by what's going to happen next, you're going to know that I have power to forgive sins. And in the scripture, when we see this word power, it's speaking about not only about ability, but it's talking about authority. Authority. He has the authority to do so, and he has the power, the ability to do so. It's in his purview. It's in his realm of responsibility. It's in his great work that he does, the Lord Jesus does, in forgiving sinners of their sins. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Brother Mark writes in here in these parentheses, he saith to the sick of the palsy, so he's dealing with these men, he's dealing with these scribes, that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He says, which is easier, to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise, take up thy bed and walk? Which is easier? He's looking at them. He's putting those two things before them. He has said the one. And then he says this, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. The Lord changes his look. He saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house. So he's dealing with the scribes, the multitudes there at hand. They're listening. He says to the sick of the palsy, your sins be forgiven thee. They quarrel with him in their hearts about that. The Lord said, which is easier, for me to forgive him of his sins or for me to heal him of his palsy? And I wonder if he doesn't give him a chance to answer. Their mouths are closed. They're wondering how in the world he can know what they're thinking in their hearts. And then he looks at the man and he says, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed and go into thine house. And you know what the scripture bears out? Well, and a couple days later of convalescing in that man's home with a broken roof, that this man was made well. No, it doesn't say that at all. But as Jesus saves, so he heals. As Jesus heals, so he saves. And immediately, verse 12, he, the man of the stricken with the palsy previously, arose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed. You reckon the four men on the roof were amazed? I tell you what, the scribes were amazed. And the people there in the room and the householder may have been amazed. And the multitude was amazed. They were amazed. You know what it means to be amazed? It means your jaws dropped open down around your, landed on your chest. Standing there, sitting there, cannot believe that man gets up off that bed and takes up his bed immediately and walks out of that house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw it on this fashion." And see, that's the way it is when the Lord heals and the Lord saves. We give the testimony, we've never seen it like this before. We've never seen any other do what this one can do. The Lord Jesus is the Savior of sinners. And it is amazing when he saves a sinner. It was amazing when he healed this man stricken of this palsy. He honored the faith that those four had in him, that Jesus could do this healing. They could help, that Jesus could help their friend or their kin, their neighbor. And he did. And they rejoiced in it. We never saw it on this fashion. There'd never been a prophet. There'd never been a priest. There'd never been one that had ever come before Jesus that had been able to do such a thing as he did that day. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a healer. Oh, what a compassionate Lord, Savior, and friend. May the Lord help you to see your need. May the Lord help you to see your sin and your condition. Oh, you may not have palsy. The sinner, you've got a debt of sin that you can't even do anything with. All you can do with your debt of sin and the condemnation that comes with it is to bear it. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ saves you. You need to repent of your sins. You need to repent of your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this Jesus that says that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. This account is here that we might know the purpose of the miracles. Jesus did the miracles that he did, and they were indeed a blessing to everyone that he did them unto and upon. And they were all immediate. But these miracles were done that you and I might know that Jesus has the power to forgive you of your sins. Bring your sins to him. Bring your worthlessness to him. Bring your condemnation to him. And trust in him. That you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He saith to the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And that's what that man did. What do you reckon that man did when he got home? I figure he came back. That's just my thinking. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.